Hey everyone, it's Barista Brooks here, and this is my first podcast ever, and the person that got me into podcasting was Gary Vanderchuk. He introduced me to the app Anchor, which is where I'm recording this, and I wanted to be a voice for millennials, entrepreneurs, and I just wanted to record my journey because I don't know what's out there. I haven't exactly researched, but I want to tell my story, and I've always thought that I've had a really interesting life, just being average, and I've always manifested things without even really sort of realizing what I'm doing, and I've always sort of like achieved my goals, which is crazy because I remember being stuck in high school like 6 years ago and going, everybody has a life plan but me, what the hell am I going to do? And so my mom said to me, you know, you should do an industry certificate. So I have a certificate 3 in hospitality and a certificate 3 in child services and a certificate 2 in hospitality. And hospitality was actually my backup plan. I did want to do childcare, and then I did my 200 hours, required hours at a childcare center, and I was like, I'd rather talk to adults and deal with adults and have a conversation, just personally, just, you know, nothing against children or anything like that. But I wanted to have stimulating conversations with, a more mature, audience. So I went into the hospitality industry in 2011, and I got my first gig at a bowls club, and I was a waitress there, and I basically took the orders at the counter, gave it to the chef, then ran out the food. I did Thursdays, which was schnitzel night, and then I eventually did a Friday and Saturday shift. Saturdays I did kitchen hands, so I was a dishy, and then Friday nights was a bit all over the place. There was 2 people, it was like about 100 people in the space of like 4 hours or something like that, which when you're 16 is crazy, but you know, as you get older, you're like, oh yeah, that's doable. And then I quit that job, did a market store like assistant, like as in I worked for a German bakery for 3 months while I was at university, because I did the thing that you're supposed to do and go to university, and I think I lasted a semester at uni, so 6 months at uni, and I was going to be a high school teacher. I wanted to do health and what's the other one? English. Sorry, definitely not hospitality. And then because like a big influence on my life, career wise, was my grandma, and she was a high school teacher, and I wanted to be like her. And then I quit uni. I got into a car accident when I was 17. It was a few months before my 18th birthday, and I crashed my car, and so I had to move from the small town that I was in to the big city because it had public transport in it. And then I became unemployed for 2.5 weeks just while I relocated, and I lived on an air mattress in my auntie's house for 4 months, until my cousin, who I was living with as well, and her and I got a place, and her mum moved to Melbourne. And then I got a job, as a cashier. Yes, that's what they call it. Cashier. And I did that for about 14 months, and I was working at the busy central station, like train station, in Brisbane City. And from the process is like you move from a cashier to a barista, and I got training on the job, and I loved baristering. I loved the busyness of the atmosphere. I honestly loved that cafe so much, and I was so young, and it just I don't know why, like I get bored of things really quickly, but I like stability, so I stay in jobs, and I just met some people who worked at this 5-star hotel, which was on top of the central building, and I got my job through my personality, and I was just their barista making their coffees, and it was happened to be like the directors of the company, and I was like, oh, okay, like I did not realize that you were a director, but I was just always happy, and you know, serving people is a passion of mine, and I don't understand why the hospitality industry in terms of waitressing or bartendering or being a barista is like frowned upon or, you know, not accepted as a career that somebody would want to do. And I know that it's like poor money and things like that, but I don't know, like I love serving people, and you know, if I'm not going to do a childcare and I don't want to follow in pursuit of my family's path of being a nurse, and you know, I don't want to be an aged care worker, you know, so the way that I can give back is by putting smiles on people's faces, and I find that through hospitality and by giving people uplifting dining experiences, and yeah, like that's why I do what I do, and so yeah, anyways, I worked at this 5-star hotel for 3 years, and then the reason why I resigned is because my grandma passed away last year, so in 2017, so I quit my job on my 3 month and my 3 year anniversary at my 5-star hotel, and then I went back to my small town, and now and then so that was last year, and so for 5 months I sort of bummed around at a cafe, and you know, I was a waitress at the 5-star hotel, but I did multiple departments and I got promotions and things like that, and so then I went to this small town and this small cafe, and I found my passion again for baristering, and sheer luck that I found the job that I have now, which is subleasing a cafe on the Sunshine Coast, Lua Coffee, if you'd like to, just shameless promoting the cafe, but yeah, if you want to like the Lua Coffee Facebook page or Lua Coffee Maroochydore Instagram page, that would be kindly appreciated. But yeah, I've been running my own coffee shop now for 8 months, and I love it, and I love building an empire. It's intriguing, mixing business management and hospitality all into a mixing pot. It's challenging, and I think this is why, and this is what the content of this podcast will be, and my influences are Gary Vaynerchuk and Trisha Paytas as influencers on YouTube and things like that, and it'd be amazing if I could build my own social media empire, because I'm really engaged with this new millennial things, but I also feel like there's not a lot of Australian female women, business women at my age, and I feel like I want to be the spokesperson and the voice, because I was just that 17-year-old in the classroom, you know, not just kicking around really and going, oh my God, I'm going to amount to not much, to now, you know, I literally always wondered how people got their breaks or how people got their fame or how people did what they did. Like, and you know, sometimes it's luck, like other times it's hard work, it's other times it's who you know not what you know. And so I want to take you through this journey, this process with me. I'm going to give you updates of things like that, whatever like thoughts and processes that I'm feeling, or like what's happening with the cafe, like, you know, what's happening to my career. I hope that people invest in me, and what I want to do and what I want to achieve. And I just want to spread light and positivity around and inspire other millennials to get up and give anything a go, because dreams are financially draining, and I don't think a lot of people teach you that or say that up front. But you know, if you can just get through the hard times, which, you know, I'm not gonna bullshit you, I want to give you the reality check, you know, and the practical skills, you know, and the processes along the way. It's not just all highs. And some of the great success stories are the underdogs. So welcome to the first episode of my empire and what this podcast is going to amount to. So please feel free to message me and what your thoughts and feelings are. And, you know, if you're in the service industry, if you, you know, what do you do? Why do you do what you do? And if this is something that, like, if my journey is something that you want to invest in. All right. Take care. Love you. Bye.